flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
A Bigfoot murdered 3 guys on a dope farm.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
Just came so fast and it just hit me like that and I didn't even realize it.
All right, time for another emergency madness here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. We opened it up, Jones, to the people. We said, you know what? If you find any of these weird stories out there that you think would be good madness, send them in, keefe@weei.com. Very simple. And, of course, we've gotten a bunch of them,
including yesterday's. I want to applaud the people for this. Yeah. The people are doing a good job. We asked. They are following through, which is much appreciated. So if you have a Kiefer Madness idea, suggestion for any Kiefer Madness, Keefe@WEEI.
So this one may not be news to our fine listeners in Rhode Island. They might be well aware of this story. This takes place in Cranston.
Okay.
But for those outside, maybe you don't know about this. And I think it's pretty important that we address it.
Okay.
It'll be a real Cranston comeback when the iconic Wienerama reopens on the new ownership. But
okay. The Wienerama.
Wien-o-rama?
Wien-o-rama.
Got it. Okay.
The Wien-o-rama is coming back. Are you ready for that?
I am indeed. Yeah. Yeah.
Little change beyond that.
Yeah, the restaurant closed months ago after decades of serving the community. NBC10's Aaron Coogan has the update tonight. It's new at 6.
All right, let's go meet some people out there.
Good.
You got to get out there, some foot traffic, talk to people about their excitement about Wienerama coming back.
Good. Well, this is similar to, Greg's very excited. The Ground Round is coming back. It's kind of a similar idea, more hyper-local to Cranston. But, the people are excited. Good.
Are they? Let's go. Let's go. Let's find some people.
Yeah.
Wieners.
I'm sorry?
Wieners.
Wieners?
Wieners. No, Wiener.
Wieners.
Wieners.
Oh, I got it.
Wieners. Wieners.
Wieners.
Wieners. Best gaggers you're going to get around here.
Best daggers.
Is that
going to get around here? Daggers. Is that slang for hot dog?
That's exactly like a euphemism for a hot dog.
It's TV friendly. I assume it's radio friendly.
Yeah, the best daggers you're going to get in your life.
So that guy's happy.
Hey, sweetie.
That guy's happy.
Come on home. It's the best dagger you're ever going to have in your life.
Correct.
Yeah.
For the past 3 months, Cranston's Wienerama sat empty, the dining room dark, the kitchen ice cold.
We miss it.
We get it. We can picture it.
Yeah. We miss him. We miss it.
So healthy
and delicious. How do I feel about my big fat Christmas tree?
We miss it.
The Wienerama, I mean, it's tearing families apart.
I'm going to be honest. When you first said Wienerama, what did I say?
Ween.
Yeah, Wienerama.
Wienerama, like wieners. I'm talking about hot dogs.
I was picturing like an event, a bunch of vendors come to this thing. You get kind of like the hot dog safari. Yeah. It's kind of how I pictured it. Yeah. Like an Eddie Andelman joint.
Remember
this is an actual restaurant.
Yeah.
A brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What did you think of the dong report on the old Adam Jones show?
We miss it.
After 62 years, the closure left a hole in hungry bellies who stopped in for breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast? Hot dogs for breakfast?
Wow.
I'm not telling you how to live your life.
Hot dog omelet?
You're not going to be living long if that's your breakfast.
It's a hot dog bowl.
Yeah.
like a pretty bowl. So it was like chopped up hot dogs.
Yeah. So you had like 20 hot dogs?
I had an acai hot dog bowl is what I had. It was very healthy.
And frankly, a burps reek of hot dogs.
Longtime owners George and Ernie, hanging up their aprons this past August, no longer cooking what they proclaimed the best hot wieners anywhere.
Well, I mean,
George and Ernie,
challenge accepted.
Don't sleep on the hot wieners. Okay.
Oh, they're gaggers, not daggers.
That's
what they're saying on the text line. Multiple people on the text line said that.
Don't.
They are.
Do not possibly look that up on a work computer.
They are saying that.
Not a dagger?
No, that's what they're saying.
Let me hear
gagger.
It.
Gagger.
No, they're not.
That's what they're
Let
saying.
Let me hear it again.
Hold on. Let me find that guy.
Yeah, please.
Is this him?
Yeah, it's not. I thought it was a dagger. Like, you're whipping a dart. You're eating a dagger.
Best gaggers you're going to get around here.
I need to hear that.
Best gaggers you're going to get.
Oh, yeah,
here.
That is
It's
what
a Lonnie Yorl situation. I'm not sure which one I'm hearing. I think if you want to hear
it's a blue dress.
Best gaggers you're going to get around here.
I think you're right.
I think they are right.
Another nickname for the Rhode Island hot dog.
The Rhode Island hot dog, a nickname
hot dog
is
gaggers. Is
gagger.
A nickname for Rhode Island.
Now, you did. I just said don't Google that on a work
I
computer.
Googled
you
it
just
on a
did.
Work computer. Yeah,
okay.
Whatever.
All right. Rhode Island gagger. You looked that up on a work computer.
Not my firewall I got to worry about. Putting the IT crew, putting them to work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what were they again? Ernie and somebody?
Bert and Ernie.
After 62 years.
Probably. We miss it.
Oh, sorry.
After 62 years, the closure left a hole in hungry bellies who stopped in for breakfast and lunch. Longtime owners George and Ernie, hanging up their aprons this past August, no longer cooking what they proclaimed the best hot wieners anywhere.
I love hot wieners.
You beat me to it by like a half a second.
I was looking for it the whole time.
I was looking for it too.
It's spelled wrong in the in my folder. That's why it took me a minute.
There you go.
I had that one ready to go. I was waiting for that.
Classic I before E.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, come on, guys.
It's a radio station. You can't trust food anywhere, and you can't trust spelling for sure. So is that the end of the news report? That's
no, God, no.
Oh, there's more.
No,
okay, God, good.
No,
oh, good.
Sorry, I was just taking a while to find that. It was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's worth it.
I haven't got any wieners since. I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
Okay. That's...
Try spell.
I get back on that horse, bud. It's the holidays.
It's all right.
A lot of apps out there.
No one's judging it.
You're all right.
Yeah, it's okay. 3 months. I've had longer dry spells than that for sure.
3 months. Get in line.
25 years.
I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
What was it? The office? Like, I could wait. I waited 28 years, and then I waited another 7 years after that. I don't know if those numbers are right, but something like that.
Yeah. No, that's pretty good.
But today, a glimmer of hope.
Got the purchase and sales agreement signed. We're closing on the 27th.
Nice.
Two lifelong Wienerama fanatics and lifetime Cranstonians announcing their confirmed purchase of the All-American Eatery. The sale, including the restaurant's original namesake, recipes, and menu options.
If you come into this thing and start changing everything around and try to modernize it and make it something
nope.
it's not.
Nope. Don't
you know
do
what
that.
They say, you go woke, you go broke. Then you're a joke.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not what people want.
Nope.
Aside from some renovations and paint, they say customers can expect the same food and inviting atmosphere.
We rehired the staff. Good. You know, Javier will be our head chef. Carrie Thatcher will be our general manager. Okay. These are people that have been working here for...
Yeah, do we know these people?
The guy who boils the water.
Yeah, hey, G knows
Shout
that.
Shout out Javier who boils water.
Yeah.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Best hot dog guy in the business.
Yeah.
You know, he knows when to take him out of there.
He knows when they're ready.
He opens the package, dumps him in the water, heats the water to a boiling temperature, serves him on a bun. No one else does that the way Javier does. So I made a ground round reference. It is like the ground round. They're just bringing it back.
Yeah.
Just under new ownership.
That's right.
Huh.
I love hot wieners.
15 years.
It's welcome news for Cranston residents who tell me they're ready for their orders.
Oh, I'm three all the way. A large fry and a Coke.
Sounds good. What's
the
three?
Taking the order right now.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not ready yet, sir.
Expect it. When is it up? Like, when am I going to get that?
Can you please take my money
so
I can get this?
What is a three, I wonder? Sauerkraut on there?
Probably two dogs.
Sound like, oh.
Probably two, maybe like the double dogs.
You don't think that's the two? One would be one. The two would
maybe
be two.
Maybe it's three dogs.
Maybe it's three dogs.
Maybe it's three dogs.
Right there.
I'll take the three.
Right in front of me.
Three hot dogs.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger club. Three all the way.
Cheeseburger what?
I don't know. That guy was like swallowing a hot dog while he said this.
Cheeseburger Cobb.
Cheeseburger? It's a hot dog place.
Cheeseburger Cobb?
Cheeseburger Cobb.
Like a salad? Club.
Three-way makes it look like it's chili, mustard, onions.
Oh.
The guy was like eating his own tongue, though, while he was trying to...
And yes, I Googled three-way wiener on the work.
Nice.
Billy's been fired.
Yeah, three-way. Three-way gagger.
Billy. Like all the other things, not
Billy,
worth
get
it.
Your things. Get your things. So the guy goes to the Wienerama and orders the Cheeseburger Club.
Yeah.
This is one of the people.
Well, it was one of the
like, seafood and a steakhouse guy.
Dude, it was one of our serious questions to Christian Gonzalez this week.
Was it?
Well, yeah, actually, we have the answer. What would be your last meal?
Cheeseburger Club.
All right. Maybe there's a hot wiener question for Christian Gonzalez on Monday.
I think they're probably
yeah.
Gonna be, yeah.
Okay.
Three great. All the way. Light on the onion, side of fries, I'm good.
And for those wondering, when can I get my hands on the classic three all the way?
You know what? When can I get my hands on the classic three People all the questions. Way?
Specifically her, though, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, just hold on. Yeah. Hold on. She's got the info for you.
The guys say they anticipate reopening in early spring. And so, from regulars to now owners, the two say their plan is to make this a family endeavor, one they hope will continue serving the city's classic hot wieners for generations to come. Generations. Reporting in Cranston, Aaron Coogan, NBC 10 News.
They're eating hot dogs for breakfast. It's not going to be generations of
Sounds
this.
Like she had a hot dog, too, while she was doing that report.
I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
Sounds like a personal problem,
yeah,
sir.
Well, you know.
You're on the news.
Yeah. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
I still can't believe that's a term.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah. No, let's change the name of Girl Scout cookies, but let's keep calling hot dogs gaggers. Let's do that. Let's not change that name.
Cheeseburger Club.
That's my favorite guy in the world, by the way. I'm going to change my that's fantasy team name to Cheeseburger Club.
Someone's grandfather goes to this place every day and orders the Cheeseburger Club.
Oh, I love that
Everybody
guy.
Else is raving about the number. You see how many people said the number three?
Yeah,
it's like, here comes the Cheeseburger Club guy.
Cheeseburger Club.
Three all the way. Light on the onion. Side of fries, I'm good.
Yeah, he's good.
First guy definitely took a bite before answering.
There's no doubt.
Their orders.
Oh, I'm three all the way. A large fry and a Coke.
Nice. Cheeseburger club.
Cheeseburger club guy. Mouthful of club.
I love
that guy.
What an outlier.
That guy's the best.
Everybody else there orders the three. This guy orders the cheeseburger club every day.
For years. Javier's like, we don't even have that. Like, come on.
Just cuts up a hot dog.
Oh, we got his number three.
Cheeseburger.
That's the joke here.
Javier's boiling the water.
We don't have a number one or number two. We only have number threes. Don't order a cheeseburger club.
Hot dogs cut the long way, lined up like a burger club.
This guy hates Javier.
Javier hates grill on.
See, like we got all that hot dog water boiling over there.
Yeah. What a submission.
Great one.
Wow.
Great one.
I mean, this is what we're looking for.
Weenus.
What else? Weenus.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
Gaggers.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
That guy was a gold mine.
Let's retire Cranston as a city, if you're listening. Let's retire that term.
Cranston.
Man.
Send us some hot dogs.
Good old Cranston.
Yeah, now you know what? Wienerama, there's a lot of free advertising for you.
There is.
Yeah. It's the Jones and Keefe lunch spot on Call It Wednesdays.
Wiener Wednesday? Yes.
Yeah. How many gaggers you put down there?
Who was that sent that in? That was hysterical.
Yeah, big shout out.
Zach. Thank you, Zach.
Good work, Zach.
Hilarious.
That's what we're looking for.
Oh, my God.
For an emergency key for Madness. 617-779-7937. A lot of people are wanting to discuss this. I don't know how many of these we could take. But we'll do that coming up. Plus, we'll get back to the Celtics and Bruins next.
Cheeseburger Club.